I think the interesting thing about this is that the opposition had actually, in Kyrgyzstan, had been surprisingly unsuccessful until this kind of revolution happened. They'd failed to capitalize on the discontent that people had. This revolt was really about the state of the economy generally, and in particular about price rises for electricity and so on, which they felt were kind of insulting, adding insult to injury. And so it was a kind of anarchic, ground-up movement. I think that's actually true. And the opposition, political opposition, was able to capitalize on it only at the last minute and sort of take over. I don't think that Russia, for example, sponsored this. It's really the only state, external force, that might have. Obviously, we saw what happened in Georgia a year or so ago. So people are always looking to Moscow as the hidden hand. But in this case, I think everybody was taken by surprise. I mean, it began as a sort of series of local protests in small towns outside the capital, and then suddenly, bang, it's a huge demonstration in Bishkek, and then suddenly again, the president's gone, and there's a new government. I think everybody was taken by surprise, I think probably including Moscow.